"This," said Miss Havisham, pointing to the table, "is where they will put me when I'm dead. I lie on the table, and my relations can come and look at me." She put a bony hand on my shoulder. But I didn't want her to touch me. I was afraid she would die there and then. "And that," she added, pointing to the yellow shape, "that was my wedding cake. Mine." She looked all round the room angrily. "Come," she said suddenly, "help me walk round the room and call Estella." I held her arm to support her as she walked. We were still going slowly and painfully round the room when Estella brought in the relations who had been waiting downstairs. They stood watching us at the door. I thought they blamed me for Miss Havisham's cold manner towards them. "Dear Miss Havisham," said one of the ladies lovingly, "how well you look."
"I do not,"
replied Miss Havisham sharply. "I am yellow skin and bone."
"How could Miss Havisham look well after all her suffering?"
said a second lady quickly.
"Impossible! What a silly idea!"
"And how are you?"
Miss Havisham asked this lady. As we were close to her then, I would have stopped, but Miss Havisham insisted on walking past. It seemed rather rude.
"Not well at all," said this lady sadly. "I don't want to talk too much about my feelings, but, well, I often lie awake at night thinking of you, dear Miss Havisham."